1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Thursday's Newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 27th of April. Thunder shower activity right now, and 51 degrees on our way to 65. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning in studio by National Teachers Hall of Fame Director, Dr. Ralph Draper. Ralph, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, welcome to the studio. It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Ralph, I have to ask, what prompted you to seek the position here as the Teachers Hall of Fame's Executive Director? Before we talk about anything else, what got you to Emporia?
Well, I actually served on the board of the National Teachers Hall of Fame since 2017. So I've been involved with the events and activity and the celebrations of teaching teachers. So I, when the opening came for an executive director, provided an opportunity for me to move from the governance side to the administration side to be involved in trying to create some new synergy and to try to move us to that next level of not only being a Hall of Fame in terms of legislation and national, but being one in our reputation. So that's kind of what attracted me to the position.
Well, let's ask you, go back a little further, and how did you get involved on the board? How did that all evolve?
Well, I've been involved in education for about 40 years. I started as a classroom teacher and moved through the ranks of actually started as a substitute teacher in Nashville, Tennessee, about 40 years ago, became a classroom teacher in Texas. Moved in as an assistant principal, a principal, assistant superintendent, and spent the last 12 years of my career as a school superintendent. So I've had a commitment and a love for teaching and a love for teachers for a number of years. That also connected me with Abilene Christian University, where I serve as a trustee on that board, where I met the former president here at Emporia State University. When she left Abilene, became president here a few years later, Dr. Garrett invited me to meet the trustee board here and invited me to come on to the board of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. So that's kind of my route to the Hall of Fame.
Well, there it is. Now, before meeting Allison, Dr. Garrett, were you aware of the National Teachers Hall of Fame prior to that?
I was not aware of the National Teachers Hall of Fame prior to that.
I have to ask, given your, and I want to ask what got you into education here in a second, but given your career as a really throughout education, starting as a substitute, working all the way up to superintendent, now trustee for a couple of different, really university and the Hall of Fame, how did all of that experience maybe position you to lead the Hall of Fame at this particular moment?
Well, basically what it has done, through that process, I've developed a lot of relationships across the country, and that's really one of the things that I'm wanting to leverage for the Hall of Fame. Again, I spoke earlier about legislatively we are a national Hall of Fame, but reputation-wise, back to your question, Ron, I was not aware of it, and I meet too many who are not aware of it. So to me, it's a best kept secret, and so I want to leverage my relationships and contacts and partnerships over the last 30 plus years, and really work on that piece of becoming a national organization in terms of our reputation and people being well familiar with the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Would that be at the top of your to-do list?
That's at the top of my do list, yes, sir. It is the building that national reputation and also building a solid financial foundation, I would say, are the top two things on my list.
So, obviously, you believe in the mission, and that mission is sound enough, do you think, to develop?
I think the mission is on point. Basically, we're committed to really three things, but there's the added fourth thing. But we're committed to the celebration of great teachers, and that's what that's the number one thing of the National Hall of Fame, to celebrate the greatness of great teachers. Secondly, is to elevate excellent teaching. So you got the great teachers, celebrating them, elevating excellent teaching, and then to perpetuate the vocation of teaching for our young generation coming on. We need to make sure people are aware of this noble profession and its impact. You can't meet a person and ask them who their favorite teacher is that they can't answer, because everybody has a favorite teacher. Most people have a teacher who made a critical difference at some juncture in their life. And so encouraging our young generation to pursue a career in teaching, not just teaching, but a career in teaching, where people professionally train and understand the pedagogy of being a teacher. And then that fourth element that was added some years ago is the commemoration of educators who lose their life in the line of duty. And so we have the memorial wall.
I have to ask, kind of along that particular line, and really the different components that you just mentioned here, and they overlap, unfortunately, because clearly it seems like with education now, there are a ton of challenges, and one of which has risen to the forefront is security, which links directly to the National Memorial to Fallen Educators. What do you see here as underlying challenges here for celebrating teachers, protecting teachers another point, and really making sure that educators get the due that they're deserved in this day and age?
Well, to me, one of the beauties of the mission of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, it's about the teacher. A lot of the debate that we're hearing right now in our country about education is about the process of schooling. You know, people talk about the different ways to fund schooling. People talk about parochial, private, public. But the interesting or the noted thing about the National Teachers Hall of Fame, it doesn't really deal with the process of schooling. It deals with the one element that all of those processes require as a prerequisite, and that is an excellent teacher. So our mission is about honoring teachers, reestablishing that position of respect. When I was a boy growing up, I guess two positions in my community that everybody looked up to and thought, well, if you do this, you're really on it. That was preachers and teachers. And I think both of those are still critical today. And it's our mission to re-elevate that status of the teacher as a symbol of respect. Because, you know, even during the pandemic, we really saw a resurgence of people's respect for teachers, because parents were saying, look, open those schools back up. We need our teachers. Teachers are critical to the very survival of our nation. And so we want to celebrate them. We want to let them know how much we honor and celebrate, especially great career teachers. And then we also want to just really elevate that process of teaching. So fortunately for us, we don't have to get caught in the minutiae of the process of schooling or this side or that side. We deal with the common denominator, a great teacher. Unfortunately, we've added that fourth component. Yeah. And each year we're hoping that we don't have to add any new names. And really, ever since the hall took on that responsibility of commemorating teachers or educators, really, it's not just teachers, but educators who lose their life in the call of duty, every year we've had to add names. Last year, you remember Uvalde, those teachers went on the hall, on the wall. This coming June, in just a few weeks, we will rededicate the wall. And the three teachers who recently lost their life in Nashville will be on the wall. So that's really one of our activities that we would like to see go away. And we think that it's critical that the nation, that every state in the nation, that every local district is committed to the safety and the well-being of our teachers and really our most precious cargo, our children inside those buildings.
Dr. Ralph Draper, the new executive director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, will you'll be commemorating and celebrating here very soon with the new class of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. You're looking forward to all the, I guess, the trip to D.C. and then the induction ceremony here?
We are very excited. You know, the process is really moving now. We spend kind of January and February making those decisions, coming up with our five finalists. In the month of March, we go to their local areas and have an announcement with fanfare. And now, as we're in April, about to go into May, we start the journey of bringing the class together. They will meet each other for the first time the first week in May. We'll go to D.C. They'll get chance to visit with elected officials. They'll get chance to visit with officials at the Department of Education. They'll get chance to be honored and recognized by the National Educators Association. So it will be their first introduction to one another, and it will be our introduction to the nation of five great teachers who in just a few weeks, the third week in June, will become the 155th inductees into the National Teachers Hall of Fame right here in the town of Emporia, Texas, the town of educators, the town of schools.
Yes, indeed. National Teachers Hall of Fame. Looking forward to all the induction activities that are just around the corner. And Dr. Draper, we're very happy that you're here. I will tell you that, there was, feelings, the Dr. Ken Weaver, who filled in as interim director, following Carol Strickland and the wonderful job she did as the director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. There were folks concerned that this search was not going to be fruitful, and they were wondering what would happen if the National Teachers Hall of Fame would even be here. I mean, it was a lot of people were concerned about that. So obviously they've hit a home run with bringing you to town here, and a lot of people are happy that, that your energy and your backgrounds and what your mission is will help this National Teachers Hall of Fame move forward.
Well, thank you. The Board of Trustees and myself, we are committed to not only the survival of the hall here in Emporia, but really to the thriving of the hall here. And you're correct in mentioning those two, Carol Strickland and also Ken Weaver, who've done a great job. And fortunately for me, both of them will continue to be available and will continue to be able to provide counsel. But we're excited, and we think that this really will be a period that we'll look back on where the National Hall of Fame shifted to a higher place in terms of national reputation, based again right here in Emporia, Texas.
All right.
Ralph Draper, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck. I know you're going to be a busy man here the next 6 weeks.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We look forward to continuing our role as hosting the National Teachers Hall of Fame Radio Benefit Auction coming up in November. You'll be hearing more about that, Dr. Draper.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. We appreciate you all's support. I've heard a lot about your commitment to the fame, not to the Hall of Fame, not only the radio station here, but really this town. I recently listened to a former inductee, and one of the things he mentioned, he had been recognized in other state and national events. He said, but the experience that he had here in Emporia, how personal, how receptive, how loving and honoring this town was above those organizations that recognized him with deeper pockets than ours. So kudos to the radio station and the town of Emporia.
Emporia, Kansas, Teacher Town, USA. Well, Dr. Draper, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, National Teachers Hall of Fame Executive Director Dr. Ralph Draper joining us on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker schedule next week, you basically have your pick of days for now. Give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Aaron Blocker joins us tomorrow. We're talking about Fiesta Primavera de Leap, which is one of the activities taking place on Sunday.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning, Chuck, by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. It's 7:34. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hi, this is Congressman Jake LaTurner. It's an honor to represent Kansas families in Washington and fight for our shared conservative values. We all know that tax season can be stressful. If you need assistance with the IRS or any other federal agencies, please reach out to us at laturner.house.gov. My office is here to help you navigate the burdensome red tape of our federal government. I'm Congressman Jake LaTurner, and it's my honor to represent you in Congress.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best